Canada.
Thank you, Vice President. Canada is deeply concerned by the catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza. The loss of life and damage to civilian infrastructure is horrific and unacceptable. We call for an immediate ceasefire and for all parties to take feasible precautions to minimize civilian casualties, including those of aid workers and journalists. We continue to condemn Hamas's terrorist attacks on October 7th and its kidnapping of civilians. We're also concerned by rising violence in the West Bank, including by extremist Israeli settlers who threaten prospects for peace. In Belarus, the systemic repression of freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association is of concern. There continues to be violence and oppression against any perceived opposition, including journalists, human rights activists, religious groups, artists, unions, independent media, and opposition political parties. Recent reports highlight deplorable draft legislation targeting LGBTQI+ persons. We call for an end to impunity and for those violating human rights to be held accountable. We also condemn Iran's disregard for human rights, including the use of the death penalty, torture, and other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. We are also concerned with the ongoing arbitrary arrests and the targeting of women and girls and religious and ethnic minorities. We call on the government of Iran to uphold its obligations under international human rights law. Canada will continue to raise these and other human rights concerns. Thank you.